Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
A little heartland music bringing us back. John Mellencamp, ladies and gentlemen, one of our favorite Hoosiers. I like his music. 23 after, I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for being with me. I hope you check out my website when you get a chance, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. Use it all you want. We update it every day. If you break it, we'll fix it. Don't worry about that. And if you get a chance to subscribe to my newsletter while you're there, I hope you'll do that if you haven't already. We'll send that to you every Sunday afternoon by email, get you ready for the week ahead. And we have a poll question. Every week we ask a different question on the homepage, and we want to know what you think. So check it out and click your answer, and you'll see how the poll's going so far. Having a great visit with our good friend Kathy Perry. Folks, we've been doing a series on social media, all the different elements of social media. And Kathy, who's the author of Stepping Stones, co-author of Stepping Stones to Success, is one of our social media experts. And she's been, we've been building this body of work, Kathy, for a while now. And folks, yeah, I encourage you to go back and find Kathy's position, find her suite on our website, and just listen to some of the things that Kathy has taught us over the last several months about social media. It's a clinic. It's a clinic on how to get things going, just give you some ideas and some specific ways to execute. Kathy, what's next? What else would you like to tell us about today?
Well, I'd like to talk a little bit about URL link shorteners.
All right, tell us, now say that in plain English.
What is that, right? I'll speak in English now. So every domain name, if you want to send someone to a, say there's an event or a special page you want to send someone to, and it's got this huge, huge, long link. Like even a video,
right.
Sometimes they have really, really
long
links.
That's the URL, Uniform Resource Locator. That's the address on the Internet of that resource.
And what we want to do is shorten that down, because sometimes those big, long URLs break.
Yeah.
And then you can't get to that. Or
They break, they truncate, and they don't work when they truncate, there just isn't room where you're trying to put them. Yeah,
that's right, and especially with the social sites, they want shortened things.
Especially Twitter, yeah.
Yeah, and there are some of those long ones that are even longer than what you're allowed in Twitter. So you have to start shortening things. And recently, I had a situation where someone wanted me to promote an event. Well, the link was so long that there's no way that I could pass that on through social media because the link was too long. So I ended up having to shorten it so that I could say, here's an event, and, you know, it's the Sarasota workshop.
Just click here.
Just click here. Instead of having this, you know, a thing that is so, so long.
What are they called? What are the short links called?
You can go to bit.ly. It's bit.ly. That's a big one for Twitter.
Wait a minute. Say that again.
Bit.ly. bit.ly.
L-Y. bit.ly?
Yeah. And then there's tinyurl.
Yes, of course. I know about tinyurl.com.
And there's budurl.com.
Bud?
Yep.
B-U-D?
B-U-D?
URL. URL.com. Okay. And so these are the places that will show you how to, you copy that long link into the console on these places, the tinyurl.com, et cetera, and then it spits out a tiny URL.
Yes, it does automatically.
Yeah.
And it's so much easier to use.
And you just copy that and paste that into your place.
Absolutely. So a lot of people, you know, are still using the long ones, and you just don't want to do that.
Right.
So.
And by the way, your if you have blog software very well may have a tiny URL type of, and I'm using that as a verb, I mean as a generic rather than a specific, but they
right.
may have a shortened URL resource on it. Mine does.
Yeah.
My blog software, we can pop that in and it'll spit us out a little shortened URL.
That's true. And another thing that we want to do is use different hosting services to update the status of the social networks. And being careful that you're not, you know, just blasting out ads to all of them or anything.
Right.
But there's ping.fm, there's Pixelpipe, Second Brain.
And what do they do for you? Tell us again what they do.
What they're going to do is help you go there to make your post, and it'll go ahead and post whatever you want on the social network. So if you have several that you want to update at the same time
right.
with some information, you could do that.
Like if you have... you're talking about like Facebook, LinkedIn, all the different sites?
Yes, yes.
Uh-huh.
So, yes, if you have multiple different, and there's so many out there. Now, we always think of the top three,
right,
LinkedIn,
right.
Twitter, and Facebook. Those
right.
are the big boys. But there are hundreds
Lots of other right.
social sites. And many people might have other places that they're trying to get information
right.
out.
Give us one of those. Give us one of those real quick. What's an example of that?
Ping.fm.
Ping.fm. All right.
Pixelpipe.
All right. That's good.
And
hey, Kathy, thanks for being here. Good job today. We'll see you next time.
Okay, great.
Kathy Perry, ladies and gentlemen. That's her website, too. Put a .com on the end of that. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.